This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Recommended forcibly removing family members from their homes and putting them in quarantine.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Queen Elizabeth seemed to be echoing this idea to the UK.
It reminds me of the very first broadcast I made in 1940, helped by my sister. We as children spoke from here at Windsor to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety. Today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones. But now as then, we know deep down that it is the right thing to do.
Bill Gates has been pushing the idea of tracking people with digital tattoos. And Microsoft was recently granted patent number 060606 for a cryptocurrency surveillance system connected to the human body. Now enter H.R. 6666 to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and, as necessary, at individuals' residences and for other purposes. On May 1st of 2020, Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush introduced H.R. 6666. This act is essentially setting up a nationwide contact tracing and quarantine program run by Big Pharma. Section 2, COVID-19 testing and contact tracing using mobile health units, will allow Bill Gates loyalist Alex Azar and the CDC to fund eligible entities to conduct tests, trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals, and to support the quarantine of these contacts via mobile health units. Who are the eligible entities qualified to receive this funding? Health centers, nonprofit organizations, high schools, and anyone else that Alex Azar deems eligible. The amount of taxpayer dollars being asked for to trace the public and force quarantines is $100 billion for 2020 alone, and whatever may be necessary as long as the emergency period continues. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The naivete of our best political minds that are pro-human is very dangerous. But I understand what's happening. They are projecting their own humanity onto the decisions that the establishment's making. And that is a grave mistake. A very, very serious mistake. Like clockwork, Barack Obama, the United Nations, the WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates all opened fire on the president, all scientifically prepared in the last 48 hours. We have plotted their operations with precision because I'm inside their head. It's actually very easy to defeat them. And that's why they are so scared that if President Trump listens to me, it's over for them. But the truth is, no matter what happens to me, you understand the paradigm. I didn't tell you what to think. You see what I see. And once you see it, you never go back. I'm Alex Jones. remember, the way we defeat the globalists is your will and you taking action. It's an info war.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
174 days out from the election. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this May 12th, Tuesday 2020 transmission. We've got a lot of big guests coming up today. Your calls and so much breaking news. Faustus, Mr. Fauci, Dr. Faustus is in the Senate right now, like a snake attacking the president as much as he can without being removed from his position of power, bringing America into hysteria and collapsing the United States. He, of course, is testifying from his home because the earth is so toxic and so evil and so bad, and humans are so bad that we must all no longer shake hands or love each other because, again, biology is bad. Only silicon is good. Carbon bad, silicon good. Post-human world, extermination of the parasite humans, we come in peace. For those of us that understand the globalist plan and who have actually read what the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, and the Bilderberg Group, and these other organizations have said, we know how the book ends. We know as we turn each page what we're going to see, because it's their world, we're just living in it. Because we have dialed into Hollywood, dialed into sports, dialed into all the bread and circuses and distractions that they've laid out for us. The poison buffet. That we've given over our destiny. But for anyone that actually studies the globalists and how they operate and what their end game is and what makes them tick and what their philosophy and ethos is, this is like shooting fish in a barrel. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. It's absolutely elementary, my dear Watson. But you've got to have the courage to admit what's coming at you. And I liken it as an allegory or an analogy or a parable to most big comets and asteroids that end up being found aren't found by the big radio telescopes. They're not found by the big observatories. Most of them are found by the millions of amateur astronomers that have high-powered equipment now, thanks to capitalism. What would cost $100 million 50 years ago cost $5,000 today. Telescopes that can aim at stars, constellations, planets, asteroids, Kuiper belts, and even follow objects in real time with just a few numbers you dial in to the keypad. Back in 1993, I had to go down to a university warehouse and pay $25,000 for a 12-inch refractor telescope that had just come out that had the McDonald Observatory technology in it, that had cost tens of millions of dollars, but now it was miniaturized, and I could aim it at Jupiter, aim it at Saturn, aim it at Uranus, aim it at Pluto, aim it at Venus, aim it at Mars, and it would track for hours through the night sky, tiny servo motors. I'd go out in the hill country, sometimes by myself with a six-pack of beer, and spend all night looking at the stars. And so imagine today you can go to Walmart and buy one for like $1,000, what I paid $20-something thousand for. That's the empowerment of technology. That's the good side of technology on the double-edged sword. So imagine if you're like Shoemaker Levy, amateur astronomers, they were professors, but with their telescope found the big comet that was going to slam into one of the gas giants 30 years ago, and you become world famous because the establishment isn't really looking. They're just posing like they're scientifically curious. And imagine you see coming out of the Kuiper Belt, out past Pluto, a 10th planet, a 20th planet, a 100th planet. There's hundreds of them out there now they've scanned. And it's coming in. And you see it, and you're like, I'm an amateur astronomer, and I've taken photographs of this thing entering our solar system. It's now past Pluto. It's coming in at 1,000,000 miles an hour, and it's going to get here in 6 months. And you go tell your local news, you tell the FBI, you tell the local astronomer club, and they laugh at you. But more people begin to aim their telescopes up at the sky, and they pick it up, and they see it coming in. And then you ask the question, how did all the government and industry observatories not see this? How did the CIA not see this? How did NASA not see this? And then you come to the realization, oh, my God, they know this planet's coming in to our solar system. Why did they make the decision not to tell us? And then you come up with the realization, with the mathematicians, that it's going to hit Earth. And you go, oh, my God, they don't want us to panic. But if we panic, we could put spacecraft out there and go out and meet it with nuclear weapons and blow it up. And then you hit the realization they want humanity to die. And then you look at that planet a little bit closer, and you notice it's got a ion trail behind it, and it's got a propulsion system behind it, and it's not a planet. It's a planetoid weapon aimed at Earth to kill us. It's an alien attack. And then you look at your leaders and you say, who are you with? Why are you doing this? Now, that's an allegory. They'll have headlines today that Jones believes a 10th planet's coming to kill the Earth and aliens running. No, I don't believe that. What I'm telling you is the biologicals, the GMOs, the 4G, the 5G, the 6G, they've already got 7G being tested. All of it makes Earth uninhabitable to carbon-based life forms. And then you study what the globalists are openly saying. They believe they're going to merge with silicon and become these gods. And then you have the realization that a decision has been made for an evolutionary path that we didn't choose, and that we're being overwritten, not genetically, but chemically, by silicon. And so you can debate who came up with it. Is it the devil? Is it aliens? Whatever you want to call it, it's anti-human, and it's the philosophy of big tech and the philosophy of the ruling scientific dictatorship that resonates with psychotic coldness. And so that's the InfoWars story. Imagine if you were an astronomer and you saw this planet coming towards Earth and you tracked it. You knew it was going to hit Earth in 6 months. And you knew within just a couple months it'd be visible to everybody. You wouldn't be able to deny it. So the government comes and arrests you. Would you feel bad being in jail? Like you were a loser? No, you'd feel sad for everybody because everybody's going to die. And see, that's the allegory. I'm not worried about Alex Jones. I've read the white papers where Bill Gates says he wants to kill everybody down to 500 million. Ted Turner, all of them have said that. Jeffrey Epstein managed the group. But every time I kind of get concerned, like, hey, these guys are psychotic killers and they're coming after me, I'm kind of like, well, it's okay. At least I won't have to watch my children die. And really, that's where I've mentally gotten. So everybody to understand something, I'm not a hero. If an asteroid or a planetoid was coming to Earth and we had a year to stop it or 6 months to stop it, I'd say we need maximum effort, put spacecraft up there, 10 to 1. I don't want backup plans. Blow that thing up. Let's send one mission out there on a suicide mission. You know, we've got astronauts that would do it. They would want to catch it way before it got to Earth. They drive the missile in themselves to save their family. And then let's have backup plans if that fails to blow it off course before it gets here. We would all line up and be ready to die for that because we get there's something bigger, our families, our culture, the future of humanity. That's what matters, not our individualism. But the collectivists, they're all a bunch of selfish people who actually aren't collectivists. They're actually satanic individualists. But that's that paradox dichotomy. I'm the ultimate individual, and then I'm the ultimate collectivist. The Satanists are individualists who are anti-freedom, anti-group. That's why they tell you all day they're for the group, because they're not.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not a joke. It's not a game. I'm covering real issues here on air. Everybody knows it. That's why they want us off the air. But thanks to you, we're still here and still fighting. I'm going to reset. And next segment, I am going to launch into their master plan and what's currently happening and what's unfolding. But you notice we lay out exactly what they would do. And that when Trump didn't lock down, they would say it was all his fault. When he did lock down at first, they'd say, great job. Now keep it locked down or you're a bad guy. Then they'd start blaming the economy on Trump and try to remove him, thinking you don't have logic and aren't smart. And that's why you see Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates and the UN all coming out against the United States and Brazil and the UK of all places, because they're not going along with the globalists completely. Obamagate's coming out now, but Obama isn't attacking Trump to cover up Obamagate. They were always planning to emerge and blame President Trump for this. And now, right on time, you see that happening. You know, I thought about talking about the president, what really goes on in the White House, from my sources, to give you a bird's eye view or a fly-on-the-wall view into just how interesting Trump is. But I don't even know if I can do it justice, because it's actually, a lot of it's critical of the president, but then a lot of it's positive of the president. You know what? Last segment of this hour, remind me to do it, guys. I'll tell you what's really going on with Trump. And it's very, very sad. It's very, very pathetic. But it's also very, very empowering and real and freaks me out even more. But how to explain this properly? I mean, one could spend months writing a speech about something this big, and I've just got to lay it out and do the best I can here. So I will. But what folks do now understand is we're not in Kansas anymore. Let me just do this. Let's already played this clip a couple times, but there's so much new news. But sometimes the new news is a distraction, right? Let's play Bill Gates last week with Stephen Colbert with the monkey see, monkey do. They're both at home in their palatial mansions. And Colbert is groveling to Bill Gates, who's the front man for all the big robber baron money. And he's saying, you predicted everything. You're incredible. Tell me what's coming next. And Gates goes, well, I'm not happy about this. Because, see, they know it all backfired, his gloating and his predicting what he himself did, what his group did. But he goes, yeah, this is event one. Event two is coming. It's a bioweapon attack. Now, remember, I told you when event 201 came out last year, I said, this is the beginning of all the new events. And COVID-19 is named that, like each year you get a new virus and your savior, Bill Gates. And you do what they say, you take the chips, you take the inoculations, and you get to go outside. We told you years ago that was the plan because they wrote about it. And now it's here. Heck, he's in the news today going, I told Trump right after he was elected in 2016, get ready for lockdowns and get ready for all this. And he didn't listen to me. He didn't agree with that. He's not good. But separately, people go, yeah, Gates did predict all this. And he did basically finance the Wuhan lab. And so did Fauci. Wow, they stand to gain. And he wants to depopulate people, but now he wants, like, oh, I don't want to depopulate anybody, and I didn't predict anything. They have all these articles now that he didn't predict anything. He's trying to tell Colbert, hey, stop it. Shh. I'm not invested in all this, and I'm not involved, and I didn't predict it. Shh, stop. But I will tell you, the next one's going to be a lot worse. How many times have I told you how this works? It's common sense. They launch a simulant they own. They put vaccines in you that are binary weapons that lower your immunity. And then they start releasing the real stuff. So, I just want everybody to know, party's over. They've decided to drop the hammer. And it's only going to get worse from here on out until we totally overthrow these people. These unelected criminals that think they run our lives. In fact, we come back, pull up David Knight's pinned tweet. It may not be pinned now, but it was pinned this morning when I saw it from a couple days ago. Bill Gates isn't a doctor. He's not an epidemiologist. He's not a virologist. Who gave him the keys to the universe? Why does he rule our world? Because he's the front man. His mother and his father were in the boards of the World Depopulation Society, the World Eugenics Society, Planned Parenthood, the World Birth Control Forum. Gates is not a doctor. He's not an epidemiologist. He's not elected. Gates is not even a lifetime bureaucrat. So why is he the authority? Is this a plandemic, DARPA-funded news guard and election guard now running your elections? Meet your master. So here is Billy Boy tipping his hand again because criminals love to brag. That's 101 in criminology. Here it is.
Bill, since you tried to warn us about this pandemic and we didn't listen, what's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with us. And I'm not saying that you're...
Sure.
That you're, this is not an end zone dance. I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is,
okay.
I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough
too late.
Right now,
too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Notice they're wearing the same glasses. Hit pause. And notice all the MSNBC and CNN hosts now wear the same glasses. And so does the head of the World Health Organization. And then all the subordinates now wear the same glasses. It's all little uniforms. It's all little cutesy behavior for you. These are sick freaks, like a Nazi armband. So you want to know your enemy, there they are. He goes into forced inoculations, tracking systems, can't leave your house, martial law, permanent martial law. And Fauci just gave some testimony to that. We'll come back and play that. But I thought you should want to see that for yourself because Bill Gates is just so happy there. When he talks about collapse, never coming back, he gets all happy. When he talks about this horrible bio attack that's coming, he gets real happy. And he could be on with a comic. He could be on with CNN, with Fareed Zakaria. It's all the same. So this is their plan. And they think you're dumb and won't resist it. That's why they're all wearing masks in the Senate hearings. It's all just to show you it's a power grab. But you can fight back. Your word of mouth is paramount. And I can't describe to you how powerful you are when you just tell friends, neighbors, families, every day, random people about Infowars.com/show and Bandai Video and about the local radio and TV stations that carry the show. That's how we change this, is your power. And by the way, people are waking up. We're on the razor's edge, though. It could go either way right now. You could tip the balance.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWars. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWars.
I tell you, this song from Van Halen, 1984, is it? Panama? Is kind of hard to turn off right now. Yeah, it's running a little bit hot tonight. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back. Good stuff. Those are the good old days. Still a free country. Incredible opportunity out before us. We gave up on the freedom, gave up on our rights, and now, click, we're inside the tyranny. Maybe we should come in next segment with the part where he's talking about, I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. That's good. Shut it off there. Let's get serious. We all know that mainstream corporate media lies. We all know that ABC News said that Trump greenlit Turkey blowing up a major Turkish city. And instead they showed a machine gun shootout in Knob Creek, Kentucky, and said the 10-foot tall plumes of fire from gasoline cans being shot was 4,000-foot mushroom clouds as skyscrapers were vaporized. The Kurds didn't have skyscrapers. There weren't 10,000-foot, 4,000-foot plumes of fire. There was 10-foot plumes of fire. And you've got the Smollett, and you've got all the other lies, and there's too many to go over all. You've got CBS News caught with fake lines of cars, the employees of the hospital, to show lines there, and people in hazmat suits lined up around the block to get in and get health care when it's empty. We told you that 2 months ago, and we're attacked. I even had some of my own crew come to me and say, Alex, you really think in New York and places they'll really stage fake lines of cars and fake people in hazmat suits? And I said, yeah, locals went and shot video and showed it's fake. I believe them. I could look at the tape and see it was fake. And it's now confirmed. But see, it's just a blip. And the line between entertainment and fiction and reality has been blurred, where a lot of people just decide now what they want to believe. Well, Bill Barr, the U.S. Attorney General, who's proving to be more and more independent of the globalists every day, at least pro-American, trying to unseat the communist Chinese influence over America, they had Chuck Todd and NBC News take a CBS News piece where in the same sentence he says, we have the rule of law, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. And I believe in the rule of law. And the rule of law was violated going after General Flynn, so that's why we ended this investigation and admitted it was a travesty of justice. Prosecutors shouldn't continue something when it's been proven to be a fraud. That's what will produce belief in the system again. That's not perfect, but at least not known to be a fraud and predatory. But he went on to say, but history is written by the victors, and, you know, if the deep state wins, they'll say all this is legitimate. In the same sentence, he said, this is about rule of law, so Chuck Todd didn't just edit it down. He said, Bill Barr doesn't care about the rule of law. And when asked about the rule of law, he said, F it. So he didn't just edit it deceptively. When someone specifically said, I believe that we shouldn't be racist, Chuck Todd turned it around and said, Bill Barr in that speech said, I love Hitler. So they didn't just lie. They then put words in his mouth that weren't true on top of it. And I don't feel guilty for being nasty to the globalists because I research what I say about them and I can prove what I say about them. But sometimes it does feel nasty to say stuff I know is true about Bill Gates, that he's a eugenicist and a depopulation person and someone that says kill old people and kill Africans. But I have the damn quotes and video clips. But with these people, they have the clip in the same 10 seconds saying rule of law, I believe, will win. And Chuck Todd says, well, he doesn't believe in the rule of law, he said. And that's the thing about these liars. They're uncreative. They'll take the truth you said and they invert it. It's unbelievable. But that's who these people are. They've been caught with fake numbers on COVID the entire time on purpose. They've been caught putting the names of everybody that died of something else on COVID. And the same liars now don't give up. They triple, quadruple, quintuple down. And out of the side of their mouth go, by the way, we want to shut the economy down to stop Trump. Ha ha ha, these dumbasses don't get what's happening to them. Well, I get what's going on, buddy boy. And I don't like it, Chuck Todd. Tucker Carlson, Carlson did a good job on this last night. He pointed out Chuck Todd's wife's a big media consultant, the government consultant. Chuck Todd worked for Obama. What do you mean? There are these political hacks up there acting like they're telling you the truth. Here it is.
They repeat it verbatim with solemn faces. Over the weekend, Chuck Todd of NBC accused the Attorney General Bill Barr of gutting the rule of law, of ignoring it completely. And to prove that, Chuck Todd used what seemed to be quite a damning quote. Watch this. I want you to listen to this Bill Barr answer to a question about what will history say about this. Wait till you hear this answer. Take a listen.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I was struck, Peggy, by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the Attorney General. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law. Struck by the cynicism. Chuck Todd, who is married to a political consultant, was just struck by the cynicism. He could barely believe it. He was stunned. Bill Barr didn't even mention upholding the rule of law. Kind of a major omission for an attorney general. But wait, it turns out that Bill Barr did mention the rule of law. It was at the center of his answer. Now, that was a CBS tape. NBC got a hold of it and edited out the words to distort Bill Barr's meaning. We have the real tape. Here it is.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history. But I think a fair history would say it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law.
Yeah. To be clear, Catherine Herridge did not edit that tape. She did a straightforward interview. NBC News.
All right, let's stop there. So the heart of what he said is, I believe in the rule of law. They invert that and say, he said he doesn't believe in the rule of law. Think of the magnitude of these criminals. Because think, this was on national CBS News. And CBS is the second most powerful network in the world after ABC. You can argue which one's bigger. So this is like in front of 50 million people, the real clip. They edit the clip, and don't just play an edited clip. They then lie about what was said in the full clip because they believe they have censorship power and control, and that's why they want to censor everybody so that you can't challenge these ridiculously gigantic frauds. Now, I've got Fauci testimony. There's a bunch of it with horrible martial law announcements. I want to get into what's really going on with Trump and how he's surrounded when we come back. And then I've got a Bill Gates compilation we haven't aired yet, and I've got a special guest I haven't told you about yet that's coming up, too. And I've also got to fund this operation. We got great products everybody already needs. We got a big sale that's going to have to end on Sunday. It's got to end then because a lot of these products are selling out. 30 to 60% off all the high-quality supplements, things like X2, things like Royal Red Pill Plus, things like DNA Force Plus, things like Living Defense, things like Vaso Beats, things like Ultra 12, Vitamin Fusion, Body Ease, Turbo Force. They're all massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You ever been driving down kind of an empty highway late at night? You say, I don't care, the police pull me over. You're driving that really fast sports car. Just lean back, push the seat back, and press on the accelerator. Crank it up.
Yeah, we're running a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on.
Reach down.
Reach down.
Between my legs.
My legs.
Ease the seat back.
Ease the seat back.
Now I'm going 170.
She's my name.
All right, a little nostalgia here. I don't drive fast anymore, but I have had a car up to almost 200 miles an hour. It's fun. You just got to get on a stretch that nobody's on. Like I-30 out here? Oh, my gosh. Midnight out there. There's not a damn car. 3-4 lanes. Absolutely smooth. I was going about 150 a while back. And there's one hump about 20 miles south of Austin. And the car just goes like Duke's a Hazard, man. Duke's a Hazard. All right. Let's stop right there. I don't tell these stories to act cool because acting cool is the most uncool thing there is. I only tell these stories to demystify them and to get everybody down to what really matters, your family,
yourself and your relationship with God. Because I was never a huge Hollywood fan, but, I mean, I had a chance just a couple years on air to be scooped up and to be put into Hollywood and to get to meet a lot of big famous people and hang out with them and stuff. And it was kind of interesting until I saw how unhappy they were. Unless they were rejecting Hollywood and didn't want to be part of it, those were the cool people. People like Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, you know, the list goes on and on. And I got to meet all those folks through Richard Linklater. And then I got called out to Hollywood, and they wanted to, you know, Mark Cuban and Harvey Weinstein and all of them. I mean, I've been in meetings with those people. And they were so unhappy and so weird that I didn't want to have any part of them. I didn't know they tried to indict Mark Cuban for meeting with me. He even came out in the New York Times later. Mark Cuban released the emails of the U.S. Attorney, Southern District, threatening to arrest him if he put one of my films in movie theaters. Mark Cuban had already not done the deal. So, I don't tell you those stories to go, oh, I know Hollywood people. It's like saying, I once saw a dead dog in the ditch, or I once saw a dead possum in the ditch. I once wallowed in metaphysical feces. It's not some proud thing. But what I want you to know is because you've never been there, people always think the grass is greener on the other side. Like, oh, there's that place over there. If I was just in Hollywood, how many women and men go to Hollywood, they get in a TV show, they get in a movie, they make a few million dollars, and they commit suicide? You know, Hollywood stars have the highest suicide rate there is because it's empty. And they were talented, real people, and they went and gave themselves to something that was destructive. So the reason I tell that part of the story is that's how you get the entrance into it. And so I'd already rejected Hollywood completely 10 years ago. And the crazy part about it was it's like a woman. Once you don't want them, they really want you. It's like, okay, here's a $3 million deal to star in this movie. It's a space fantasy movie. And you're a space captain. And I remember they told me the movie, and like 6 years later, I'm in the theater watching this big, huge movie. And I'm like, wow, it would have been cool to play that guy. But it's like the most valuable thing in my life, other than my children and doing the right thing. Well, it's not most valuable, but like for things like that, is that that's a big, giant franchise. You know, Kurt Russell was in the second one, and I turned it down. How freaking cool is that, man? That is, like, incredibly valuable to me that in the final equation, they were offering me major, huge movies just to join Satan. I remember Mark Dice called me up about 8 years ago, and he goes, it's crazy. You know, you're involved in the same TV production company I know because they put out Jesse Ventura's show. I got up in this meeting with the head guy and he wanted me to worship Lucifer. I said, yeah, I know, Mark. He goes, well, I refused. I said, I know. He was going to have a show with Nikki Sixx, national TV show. And Mark Dice is a good guy. He told him, piss up a rope. He wasn't getting on his knees in that conference room to the devil. I mean, the general public has no idea how all this works, ladies and gentlemen. No idea. So if I was going to tell you about Donald Trump, I'd have to tell you about that, wouldn't I? So should I tell you about Donald Trump? it's not like I'm even holding it back or like whetting the appetite. It's like, how do I explain this correctly? Because I've described this 1,000 times. I'll do it again. If you're at the Grand Canyon and you've never, you're trying to tell a family member who's never been to the Grand Canyon about being at the one of the main lookouts. You've never seen anything like it. Like, you're looking 20 miles at a canyon. It's like, then you've never seen anything like it. You're like telling family, yeah, you got to go to the Grand Canyon. It's incredible. They go, what's it like? You got to see it. One time I was somewhere in Colorado. I forget driving it. I came to these mountains in this pass, and it looked like Valhalla with these green fields and the mountains and the clouds and the sun. And it was so beautiful with a rainbow. I like pulled the car over, and I was like, "This isn't even real." You know what I mean? It's kind of like those moments. Everything Hollywood has to offer is like eating glass coated in rotten meat. And then everything God has to offer is like Valhalla and your beautiful wife and your amazing children and everything that's strong. And it's like, why would it? Because people want the grass on the other side. So I've got all this news, and I've got a big guest coming up, and I really want to be able to cover all this. But I just want you to know that rejecting the system is the answer. And rejecting the establishment is the answer. And the idea that you drive an old crappy car and all the rest of it, you got varicose veins on your hips, that isn't you. Your connection to God is you, and that's beautiful. And I see people that have the most wrecked, old, messed up bodies, but they've got God. Their eyes are beautiful. I can see their spirit. They are amazing. And I see the most beautiful people that don't have God, and their eyes are dead. And they're not attractive. It's like a woman that has God is, even her body's not that good. It doesn't matter. They're beautiful. A woman that serves Satan could be the most beautiful body you ever imagined. It's like a plastic mannequin. It's not real. Speaking of that, I'm not some angel. I just love justice and freedom. And I got to fund my operation against the enemy and this world and all the systems they have. And it's your financial support that breaks the will of the globalist. And so everyone needs storable food. We have the best, highest quality you're going to find out there that's ready to ship to you and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big super sale that's going to have to end on this weekend. Some of these things are going to have to get taken off the next few days because they're about to sell out. Like InfoWars protein bars, 8-pack power stack, X2, DNA Force Plus, Living Defense, Real Red Pill Plus, Ultra 12. This is all 30 to 60% off. These are all great products. Stuff made by God here on the planet. And that funds our operation. I suggest you take advantage of it. But I've got so much news to cover here. But I just first wanted to get up here and say, I reject Hollywood, and I reject Satan, and I reject their system, and I don't need them to be whole and be empowered. In fact, embracing them is like living death. Instead of not needing them, it's like you're about to go swimming, and somebody goes, can I tie a giant lead weight, 100 pounds to your body? And you're like, I don't need that. In fact, I don't want that. But it's a lead weight. I mean, it's cool. CNN said so. No. I don't want that bowling ball tied around me. Reject the globalists. Reject Microsoft. Reject Bill Gates. Reject Satan. Renounce Satan. Embrace Christ. Jesus Christ.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.